As we wait for final results from this year's unprecedented elections, let's pause here to take a deep breath. Mary Louise?
Okay, ready.
Deep breaths from the belly are one proven way to reduce stress, and let's face it, a lot of us are pretty stressed out by this particular election.
Truth. And there is data on this. A poll last month from the American Psychological Association found that 68% of Americans were significantly stressed by the election, up from 52% 4 years ago. So we wanted to know what you all are doing about it.
In my house, we're combating election stress mostly by eating all the leftover Halloween candy, but also by taking a lot of long walks, which I pretend are because the baby needs them, but are really to keep me from grinding my teeth.
That's Dot Dannenberg of Alexandria, Virginia. A lot of people turn to physical exercise to work out the nervous energy, but we also heard a lot about stress eating and drinking, for that matter.
I'm getting through the stress of this election by drinking a lot of Manhattans. Oh boy, I need him.
That is Jay Lundeen of Brooklyn, New York. Another popular answer was binge-watching TV. Comedies like Schitt's Creek, that's spelled S-C-H, or competition shows like The Great British Bake Off. Some people, like Johnny Pickett of Southern California, say they are trying to avoid news and social media altogether.
I'm going to be trying to just do my best to avoid the internet. Maybe I'll turn off the Wi-Fi. But gosh, I'm already, I can't stop thinking about it.
Meanwhile, Bonnie Merchant of Beaver Creek, Oregon, told us she was staying busy by delivering firewood to Meals on Wheels after a little something to lift her mood.
I'm going to start the day watching Kanisa, the baby elephant in South Africa, on YouTube. That should burn off a whole lot of stress.
Videos of adorable animals, a tried and true strategy. But maybe the most impressive redirection of election stress we heard was from Grace Haley of Washington, D.C., who used her pent-up energy to teach herself a new musical instrument.
I have been so stressed with the elections and decided to pick up an instrument for the first time a few weeks ago. So I've been playing piano every time politics have stressed me out.
She even left us with a little bit of Bach.
Johann Sebastian Bach's Prelude No. 1 in C major, played by listener Grace Haley, with an assist from the 2020 election season.